The second thing Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an mentioned, he said, infaqu mali ala Rasulillah. The second thing that I have preferred is to spend my wealth upon Islam or upon the command of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an is the first male that accepted Islam. First male that accepted Islam. He was only 2 years younger than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he accepted Islam, he had 40,000 dirham. And at the time of Hijrah, 13 years after that, he only had 5,000 dirham. And at the time of death, the clothes that he was wearing became his kafan, and they only bought one extra sheet to cover him. He had nothing. He spent everything on the command of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted his wealth to be used properly. That's why the very famous incident in the Battle of Tabuk, when the Prophet of Allah made the announcement and he said, bring your wealth and give sadaqah to bring this campaign into existence. And it has been said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an returned with half his wealth. And he thought in his mind that today he will leave Abu Bakr Siddiq behind in virtue. But when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an came with the wealth that he had, that was less in quantity, the Prophet of Allah said, what have you brought? He said that everything that I had, I have brought in front of you. What have you left behind? And he says, I have left Allah and the Rasul. We cannot forget the ihsan of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the ihsan, the favor of Abu Bakr Siddiq upon this ummah. How many people go to visit Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara? How many people will perform Jummah in the Masjid al-Nabwi? That masjid has been bought by the wealth of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. It was his wealth through which Masjid al-Nabwi came into existence. What a beautiful masraf. That one part of that mosque is known as Riyadhul Jannah, a garden of paradise. And there is a certain section where the Prophet is resting. And it is a unanimous decision of the ulama that that place is even better than the Arsh of Allah. And who bought that? It was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So whenever the command of the Prophet used to come, he used to spend his wealth to fulfill the command of the Prophet to promote Islam. Hazrat Zahaq Nazal bin Subra rahmatullah alayhi says that on the door of Jannah there are three things that have been printed. Right on the top you will find La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is known as the creed of faith. Under that you will find Ummatun mudhnimatun wa rabbun ghafurun. That the makhluk and especially the human being and the ummats of the prophets are sinful. They fall into disobedience. They follow their ego and their nafs. وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ But Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Master, is most merciful. And under that it has been written, وَجَدْنَا مَا عَمِلْنَا رَبِحْنَا مَا قَدَّمْنَا خَسِرْنَا مَا خَلَّفْنَا وَجَدْنَا مَا عَمِلْنَا That every human being that will see that door and will be allowed to enter through that door into his final destination and final abode, he will see وَجَدْنَا مَا عَمِلْنَا That whatever I did, I have found it. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ An atom of good, you will see it. رَبِحْنَا مَا قَدَّمْنَا That person has availed from what he has sent ahead. That's why it has been said in the hadith that at the time of death, the relatives, they are uttering something different and the angels are uttering something different. The relatives are saying, مَا خَلَّفْنَا, what have you left behind? So we can avail from that. And the angels are saying, مَا قَدَّمْنَا, what have you sent ahead? That you can avail from that. On the door of Jannah it has been written, رَبِحْنَا مَا قَدَّمْنَا, that person has succeeded and he will benefit from what he has sent ahead. خَسِرْنَا مَا خَلَّفْنَا, that person has lost, who has left things behind. That's why it has been said in the hadith, a generous person is close to Allah. He is close to Jannah. He is close to the people and far away from Jahannam. And a miser is far away from Allah, far away from Jannah, far away from people and close to Jahannam. That's why the Prophet of Allah says, protect your wealth through giving zakah. Treat your sick through giving sadaqat. And stop the advancement of calamities through continuous dua. Protect your wealth through zakah. Treat your sick through sadaqat, optional charity. And stop the advancement of calamities, divine calamities, or whatever calamities, social, domestic, in the home. Stop it through dua. That's why it has been said, whenever a person gives charity in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, it stops the advancement of calamities. So we are in that position to give on our own behalf and on behalf of the Ummah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat can remove the problems that our Muslim brothers and sisters are facing throughout the world. Because sadaqat, optional charity, extinguishes the ghadab and the wrath of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that early in the morning, when the sun starts his journey, there are two angels that are appointed. And they stand on both sides of that sun, and they make an announcement that can be heard by the entire creation of Allah, except the insan and the jinnat. And they say that that person who has less wealth is much better than that person that has wealth in abundance, but it makes him ghafil. It takes him away from the orders of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then there are two other angels that make dua, and they say, oh Allah, give a quick recompense to that person that spends his wealth for the cause of deen. And destroy the wealth of that person that is a miser. There are two promises that the shaitan makes and there are two promises that Allah makes. That have been mentioned in the glorious Quran. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has commented upon this verse. As-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqr wa ya'murukum bil fahsha. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. The shaitan, he makes two promises. That if we spend our wealth in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, or to promote the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, first thing is that we will face destitution, poverty. And then he orders us to engage in works of indecency. But Allah makes two promises. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. That if we spend, Allah will increase. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will pardon us.